Well, I think it was good news for this country. It allows us to move forward with providing affordable quality health care for all Americans. I think it was the right decision by the court and the proper balance between the executive and legislative and judicial branches of government. So I thought it was a good decision for our country.
What's the impact on Maryland immediately?
Well, Maryland has been pretty aggressive in moving forward with the Affordable Care Act. I think it will validate what we've done in Maryland, put us ahead of most of the other states in the country, and we'll be prepared to have affordable insurance coverage for all of our citizens.
Now, the one area of the law that was struck down was the requirement that states expand their Medicaid program or else face financial penalties from the federal government. Is that going to have any impact here?
Well, the Supreme Court allowed us to go forward with everyone having to have health insurance. So the Medicaid options make it easier for lower-wage families to have adequate insurance coverage. We hope the states would work with the federal government to provide that option. But at the end of the day, everyone needs to have health insurance. If the states choose to do it on their own, maybe they can figure a different way. But I think every state's going to want to make sure their people have affordable options, and we hope that they will work with the federal government.
We've heard from a number of business owners and business groups who say that this mandate, especially on small businesses, is going to be particularly harsh, and small businesses might not add the extra workers so that they can get around the law. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, small businesses will do better under this law. They have credits that make it easier and more affordable for them to provide health benefits for their employees. And secondly, they no longer will be discriminated against by paying higher premiums for comparable coverage. They'll be in larger pools. So this bill is aimed at helping small businesses provide affordable insurance for their companies, for their employees. So I think at the end of the day, when people understand what's in this bill, when it starts to take effect and see that we're providing quality care for less cost, whether you're a small business owner or whether you're an individual today who has no health insurance options, you're going to find that this legislation is going to help you.
From the White House, as well as other Democrats, they say today's decision is a victory politically, among other things. Do you feel it's a victory?
Well, President Obama made universal health coverage one of his principal objectives in his first term of office. The Supreme Court has now validated the law that he was able to sign into law. So, yes, I think it is a victory for President Obama, but more importantly, I think it's a victory for the American people that we are moving forward with health care. And I just urge Democrats and Republicans, let's work together. Let's continue to make progress on providing the best health care to the people of this country.